If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Chris from Everett is. Chris, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Chris has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can guess all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
The euro was invented in what country?
Mexico.
No.
Pass.
Acrophobia is having a fear of what?
Spiders.
No.
Pass.
Who is hosting this upcoming Oscars?
Pass.
Who played Frank Martin in the early 2000s action film The Transporter?
Salem.
Yes. What football team was formerly known as the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets?
Pass.
Carol Danvers is better known as what superhero?
Wonder Woman.
No.
Pass.
Which country occupies half of South America's western coast?
Africa.
No.
Pass.
You'll Be in My Heart is a song from what Disney movie?
Pass.
Oh, Chris, you, my friend, are number one.
In our hearts.
Because you got one correct.
Wow. That was an instance where I really wanted to be a phone-a-friend. I wish the rules were different.
I really wanted you to be a phone-a-friend, too.
Did you see my reactions over here?
I did. I sure did. Steve.
Yes.
I don't know if you're ready, to be honest. But are you?
Yes!
The euro was invented in what country?
Euro. In Italy?
No.
France?
No.
Europe?
Oh my goodness, no. Acrophobia is having the fear of what?
Heights.
Yes. Who is hosting this upcoming Oscars?
Conan O'Brien.
Correct. Who played Frank Martin in the early 2000s action film The Transporter?
Oh, Jason Statham.
You know it.
Great movies.
What football team was formerly known as the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets?
Pittsburgh Steelers?
No.
Frankfurt. The New York Giants?
No.
I don't know. The Seahawks?
No. Carol Danvers is better known as what superhero?
Is that Captain Marvel?
It is. Which country occupies half of South America's western coast?
Which country?
Yes.
Spain?
No.
Peru?
No.
Brazil?
No. You'll Be in My Heart is a song from what Disney movie?
Oh, come on. I don't know. Snow White?
No.
Little Mermaid?
Oh, come on. No.
Cinderella?
No. Steve, that wasn't great. But you got four correct, which is a win. Four to one. Sorry, Chris.
Thanks.
You know what? You're welcome. And I have faith Chris will do better next time.
He will.
Those were tough.
Oh. Clearly. Taryn and Danny, the euro was invented in what country?
Greece.
Thank you. It's like the main thing in Greek food. The euro.
That's a euro.
You were saying euro, Sarah.
I thought you were talking about like a type of currency.
Yeah, like the euro that they spend on
money. I know a euro is made in Greece.
Literally, you're saying the same word.
No, we're not.
A euro?
Euro. You're saying euro. Euro. It's euro.
Wait, which one is euro?
The food from Greece.
It's a euro.
Euro.
Taryn knew what I
knew what you were saying.
I thought you were talking about like currency. I was like, I don't know where the euro, like the money euros.
The food euro.
No. They're not, no.
Oh, my Lanta. We'll agree to disagree on that one.
As someone who pronounces things wrong all the time, I'm telling you, you're saying.
Wait, how is it? How am I supposed to say it again?
Euro.
Euro.
I would have rather you say gyro.
Yeah.
Jesus. Well, anyway, you both got it wrong.
Well, maybe because he didn't understand what the hell you were talking about either.
Euro. He didn't understand that all of my questions because he only got one right.
Well, maybe you weren't saying things right.
The football team that was formerly known as the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets. I believe they just won the Super Bowl.
Really? The Eagles?
Yes.
The Philadelphia Euros?
The Philadelphia Eagles. Which country occupies half of South America's western coast?
Argentina.
Chile.
Chile.
Chile. You'll Be in My Heart is a song from what Disney movie? Danny?
Tarzan.
Yes. Tarzan.
And a lot of the text messages people were all saying, I thought you were talking about currency as well.
Yeah.
You know what? At least Taryn's smart like I am, okay?
Or maybe she speaks Sarah so she understands what you're saying.
Well, we got those blonde brains.
Yeah, that's what's up. Well, somehow you still won, so congrats, Steve, I guess.
Migs, other than wrestling, what is something really dumb that you take pride in?
The fact that I can pronounce euro properly.
206-803-ROCK. We have a very simple question for you, but we need for you to call in right now. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Metallica.
You're out.
The Daily Mix Show.
There's always a great chat happening on Reddit, and one of the recent ones, someone asked the question, what is the dumbest thing that people take pride in?
Okay.
Some of the responses, never reading books.
See, I'm guilty of that, but I don't really view that as being something I'm proud of. It's more of like it's more self-deprecating.
Sure.
Like
absolutely.
It's not a flex. Like I'm like I haven't read a book since college. Like that just means I'm a dummy that doesn't like to read.
Say I read one book a year, Steve. So I'm very very smart.
Well, congratulations on finishing that one book, which was what the Getty Lee book.
The Getty Lee book.
I've started a lot of books, and then I'm like,
Yes, never cooking because you're not good at it.
That was me until I realized, oh, if you follow the recipe, it could actually turn out decent.
There you go.
Because when I first tried, I would look at the recipe, no different than reading. I'd just be, oh, a lot of words, fast, F it. And I'll just kind of
piece it together on your own.
I'll follow the picture. But recently, I've tried to cook a couple of things more just out of like, can I make this like a plant-based version? And,
sure.
And it's kind of fun for me to like try and figure it out.
So because of this Reddit chat, we want to ask a simple question. And the simple question is this. What is the dumbest thing that you take pride in? And we're going to start with Chris from Smoky Point. Chris, what's the dumb thing that you take pride in?
I am an amateur lightweight arm wrestling champion from Michigan.
Yeah.
Okay, so
awesome.
Question about that. What are the different classes? You said lightweight. What are the different weight classes for arm wrestling?
So I haven't competed in about 10 years because I had a really bad arm injury.
Did you get the arm injury?
It goes by weight.
What's that? I'm sorry.
It goes by weight class. So I arm wrestled 145 to 160. 165. That was the weight class that I arm wrestled in.
So
I have never been beaten that arm in that weight class.
Did you injure your arm while arm wrestling?
No, I wrecked a racing lawnmower, and I got my arm caught in the steering wheel as it rolled over.
Chris, you got to be more responsible, man. You're an amateur arm wrestler. You can't be doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I watched Over the Top when I was a kid when it first came out, and I watched it over and over and over again. It's one of my favorite movies.
So good.
And I took that to heart and I ran with it. And I did really, really well.
Am I the only one in the room that has seen Over the Top?
I don't know.
Because, Chris, it's a movie with Sylvester Stallone. And if memory serves me correct,
it's one of the best.
He's trying to get the custody of his child again, and he has to do it by competing in arm wrestling battles, right?
Yeah, so he could raise the money to get his kid back. Yeah, he fought for his child, and he used his strength and talent to win over everything. It's such a great movie. Everybody's got to watch it.
It's based on a true story as well.
Are you being serious?
No.
We'll believe anything, Steve. That is something I take a lot of pride in.
Okay, is that what it is?
My gullibility.
Speaking of movies, the one for me, because I love the reaction it gets whenever I say it, because people get, you could see, there's a reaction in their face, they're offended that I've never seen Titanic, and I have zero intentions. My wife gets annoyed with me when I bring that up. Our friend Danny V over there, he gets annoyed when I bring it up.
I'm pretty annoyed.
Yeah.
Vice.com just put together the Mount Rushmore of grunge music.
Ooh.
Are you ready for this, Steve? They also shared who they think represents each of the presidents on Mount Rushmore.
Okay, that's kind of clever.
So they're taking it one step further.
Yeah, if Nickelback's not on this list, it's all bullcrap, right?
Well, just so you know, it's all Seattle bands.
I would hope.
And we're going to tell you all about it at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Vice.com took a stab at putting together the Mount Rushmore of grunge music, but they took it one step further, Steve, because they shared who they think represents each of the four presidents.
Which is really stupid, but very entertaining at the same time.
Wildly specific.
It's like, okay, we're stretching, but I respect the attempt to make it more than just a list of bands.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you want to put us all to the test with
Absolutely.
This list.
So I'm going to play a song from each of these four bands. I think you're going to know these four bands, but so I try to pick ones that aren't like their number one massive Ooh. Hit, but are still popular. So I'm going to play them one instrument at a time. I'll start with one single track. I'm going to gradually add more tracks until we reach the chorus, and you have to figure out what song I'm playing. Now, just for context, of course, the Mount Rushmore... The real Mount Rushmore features George Washington. Do you know the rest of them?
Abe Lincoln.
Okay. We got George. We got Abe. Two more. I would fail at this too.
Thomas Jefferson?
Boom.
Oh,
one
my
more.
God.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Boom. Teddy Bear. Let's go.
Teddy Bear.
Teddy Bear. All right. So this is the first one that they listed as a band that should be on the Mount Rushmore of grunge. Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, I know it.
You got it?
I think so.
It is an iconic drum part. Let's add a little bass.
Got it.
Oh. All right, Sari, you know it?
Yes.
Who is it?
Nirvana!
Nirvana! And so which president did they compare them to?
I would assume Georgie.
You're right.
Okay.
It said Washington was America's first president and face of the country, just as Kurt Cobain and Nirvana remain the face of grunge. I mean, that's debatable, but
I know.
I mean, I'm not going to argue. I mean, it makes sense, but
yeah.
Oh, in a stupid context, it makes sense. All right, are we ready for the next one?
Let's hear it.
Okay. It's fun hearing just the drums. How about bass?
Oh, got it.
You got it? Danny's still struggling. A little guitar? All right. Some call this band Soundgarden. Others call it New Dragons.
Yes.
What president?
I'll go Teddy Bear.
You are wrong.
Oh.
Thomas Jefferson.
Okay.
Vice writes, their strong yet melodic creations helped forge a path from the 80s into the 90s. Just as Jefferson is as essential to Washington when telling the American story, Soundgarden is just as essential as Nirvana.
Wow, they went deep on these comparisons.
If somebody's smoking a lot of pot over at Vice, which I'm not surprised if you watch any content that's on Vice TV,
right?
You know that there's a lot of marijuana consumed. Okay, now we've got two of them down.
All right.
Ready for the third one?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. And again, this is the Mount Rushmore of grunge. Little bass.
Got it.
You got it. I don't think Danny or Sarah are going to get it until they hear his voice. Should we throw a little guitar in the mix?
Yeah.
Oh. Who is it?
Is it my band?
No.
I still don't know who this is.
Oh my God, it's Pearl Jam.
What is wrong with you people? Corduroy.
Don't act like we've ever heard this song before.
Excuse me?
Oh my God, it's a great
Corduroy's one of their biggest songs.
Clearly not.
From
Danny and I have never heard of it.
From my generation.
Define big.
I think it's a pretty huge song.
Pretty
for
big
them.
Song.
Go to a Pearl Jam show. When they start that song, people go buck wild.
Buck wild.
That's the only time we'll ever hear that song is at a Pearl Jam show.
Or on this show, apparently.
All right, what president do you think they are compared to?
Abe Lincoln.
Wrong.
Ah!
Theodore Roosevelt. Teddy has causes that he took up for, namely the preservation of nature. Similarly, Pearl Jam has always had things that they've been outspoken on, like gun violence, environment, or the price of concert tickets.
Well, now it makes sense.
I tell you, Roosevelt also hated the fact that Ticketmaster was charging so much for concerts. All right, one last band. So we've got three of the four. Again, this is the Mount Rushmore of grunge. Vice.com put it together, and they decided to add a twist and say which band represents the president that's on the Mount Rushmore. So are you ready for the last one?
Let's hear it.
All right, here we go. Makes you realize that Seattle has a lot of great drummers. A little bass.
Got it.
You got it. Danny?
I mean, by process of elimination, I think I have it.
Okay. Sarah?
I mean, it better be my favorite band ever.
A little guitar.
It is! It's about time.
And Alice in Chains? What president?
Which is the one we have left?
Mr. Lincoln!
Abe Lincoln, baby! They both have sweet beards. No. As famous for good times as he is for bad, Lincoln led the country through the Civil War. Alice in Chains were always in the middle of something harsh, like Lane Staley's drug issues and death.
Wow!
Well done, Vice.
Vice went dark.
They did!
But, I mean, how do you argue any of those four? They should be the Mount Rushmore.
They are kind of the face of Seattle grunge, for sure.
That's the big four. Whether or not you like those bands, you like other grunge bands, I mean, you can't argue the success and how they put all eyes on Seattle, those four bands.
Yeah, that was fun, Steve. Thanks. Yeah. Have you guys ever witnessed something weird, crazy, insane at a fast food joint?
Yes.
206-803-ROCK.
Danny knows the one.
What is your craziest fast food story?
The time I went to a bathroom at a fast food place late at night when we were in Atlanta and two dudes were docking.
Whoa! Okay.
No. And they gave me the look, like they said, almost like there's room for one more.
Whether it's a strange encounter in a bathroom, like
I took them up on it.
An unbelievable customer situation, one that totally freaks out, or something that just completely blew your mind. Call up to share your wildest fast food experiences with us. And the number is 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Whitesnake.
The Daily Mix Show.
Have you ever witnessed or experienced something completely crazy at a fast food joint? 206-803-ROCK. We're asking this question because of an insane altercation that went down at a Wingstop in Florida. This is Fox 13 reporting on it.
Police say a Florida Wingstop manager threw hot grease and ranch dressing at customers during an argument that was all caught on camera. The 19-year-old manager admitted to attacking customers, saying they had been loud, disruptive, according to police. Eventually, the manager is seen squirting ranch dressing at the customers and is also...
Just the visual of her squirting ranch dressing is funny, but then it goes to another level that's really messed up.
And is also captured on camera throwing hot grease. It is unclear if she's still employed by Wingstop.
I checked. She's still employed, and actually she was named Employee of the Month. Bonkers.
Rockaholics, if you've ever witnessed or experienced something insane like that at a fast food joint, call and tell us the story. 206-803-ROCK. And we do have an insane text that involves a stripper at a Taco Bell. We're going to read that to you in just a couple minutes. But first, Dakota from Puyallup, you saw some teenagers beat a guy up. What was the reason for that?
Oh, my goodness. So we were at a Whataburger in Texas, of all places. We had just gotten done playing a show. My band and I, we were on tour. And we were hungry. There was nothing else around. So we're like, let's go to Whataburger. So, and if you've been to one, you know, like at late at night, it's like the only thing that's packed full of people.
Yeah.
And so we go in, we're ordering our food, and it's taking quite a bit of time. And there's this one guy who's sitting over, I think his girlfriend or somebody worked at the Whataburger, and he was just taking full advantage of the free fries. You know what I mean? So... he was sitting there. He looked like he was hammered. And so a bunch of these kids come in. They're probably 18 to 25. And there's probably five or six of them, seven of them. And they come in. They start getting loud. And the establishment starts telling them to calm down. And they're like, we're not causing anything. Well, then this one guy, the token guy, the fry guy, he gets up and intervenes. And they start walking out. And he starts throwing, like, gang signs at them, starts like cussing at them, and they're like, tell them, hey man, you don't want this, you don't want this. And so they get in their truck. By this time, we finally got in our food. We're outside in the parking lot on our, like, near our van, eating our food, watching this all go down. All the kids hop into this red truck. They start to go off. And one of them, the guy calls him, a girl dog. And I know I can't swear on the air.
I respect the description though.
Hey, thank you, Mick. I appreciate that. So he yells it out.
So then what happened? What happened, man?
All seven of them drop out of the truck, and all you hear is, oh, shit. And then they just come at him, knock him out one cold punch, knock him to the ground, and we're just like, what just happened?
Oh, my gosh. Oh my
That's God. Insane. Real quick, we did get a text at 206-803-ROCK, and somebody said, I worked at a Taco Bell in high school, and we have some crazy stories, including one, a stripper came in, tried dancing for free pintos and cheese.
Nice. I respect the hustle, honestly.
But they said tried? I would give her all the pintos
Absolutely.
And cheese.
Absolutely, make it rain pintos.
Squirt cheese all over, like a hip-hop video.
Rockaholics, we need someone to call up and play the game Beat Migs, and he's got a current record of 59 wins, 28 losses, and 15 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show. Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Join thousands as we journey over 16 miles from dusk till dawn for a night of healing and hope while raising much-needed funds and awareness for this important cause. Register today at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT. 888-843-6837.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.